Abbey Road Records Show.
Heavy metal, rock and roll is always going to be with us. Day after day, year after year, it's never going to die.
Who likes rock and roll? Yeah!
Abbey Road Records Show.
Put down the boxing gloves and try and just get it together.
Well, hey, Laba.
Well, hey, Laba.
How's it going?
Hey, Laba.
Everyone, we're just a quick little message to all of our listeners out there. We are letting you know that Shabby Road Record Show will be embarking on our farewell tour.
Right?
Yep. Yes.
We've signed it in blood. Hobo blood. Hooker blood.
Oh, my God.
Mixed with that's Jameson.
Worse. What's worse?
Fireball.
Yeah. Yeah, we drank to it.
So what does this mean? Well, we will not be returning for another season of the Shabby Road Record Show. We are going to go ahead and pull the plug on the show. And the reason why is because our schedules are just insane.
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole thing, and this, you know, for those of you who don't know the history of the show, I mean, this thing started out really well before the concept of a podcast coming from this place ever existed. Ryan and I would sit down and in the studio. This is 2003, 2004.
I think it was. Yeah,
you know?
Oh, yeah, that's
and,
right.
And we would sit around. You know, Ryan would come over to the studio on nights off where I was doing nothing and he was doing nothing, and we'd bring records over and just sit and have some cocktails and talk. We're, you know, Ryan and I are the best of friends. No, mm-hmm. We worked literally side by side since 1999, I do believe. So it's been
that is
a full 20 years.
Astonishing.
And that's not going to stop. We don't want to get anybody to get the wrong impression. That's not going to change. We're all good friends. We love each other.
And
we
it's
see each other.
Certainly not the reason why we are
right.
Not continuing.
But when it started, it wasn't about a podcast. It was about just sitting and enjoying the music and enjoying the camaraderie. And it hasn't been... It's not like it's too much work, because once we decided, let's do this as a podcast in, what was it, almost 7 years ago.
Yeah.
What we had talked about is like, okay, well, let's do this as a podcast, but let's make sure that we do it with the same spirit that we started doing it with. And what happens now is with our schedule so tight. I mean, I'm juggling sticks. I got two records coming out. You got two records coming out.
Yes.
We both got tours. One tour we're doing together. Other tours we're doing separate. God knows
right.
what, you know. And it got to the point where when we first started it, we also said that we're never going to repeat an episode. You know, we're never going to play a rerun.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And then... Earlier this year, we did. We had to.
We broke that.
And it was like, damn it. And then we had to again. And then we had to again and again. And we're like, this isn't fair to the listeners. It's not fair to us.
Right.
Because we want to present the best show we can and always keep it fresh and keep it new. And to rehash some of the stuff has been fun, because there are some great episodes and great
sure.
segments, you know,
yeah.
that we had forgotten about.
Super segments.
Fun to revisit those
mm-hmm.
on our part. But to you, the listener, the great Shabby Academy, the wonderfully supportive Shabby Academy, it's not fair to you. And so we thought, if we can't do it the way we really want to do it, with the spirit that it's intended, it's probably best you just not, you know?
Yeah. That's kind of how when we were just talking a minute ago before we started this recording, is that, you know, I would rather have it completely off of my plate
yeah.
than to kind of have it running in the background going, you know, you really need to get back to the Shabby and do another episode, because it's been 3 months. I don't want it to be like that.
Right.
You know,
because then it's a have to, not want to, or should.
Yeah, it started to feel like that, and that's the last thing we want to do.
Yeah, it's just it really would kill the spirit of what we're doing, because this old spirit is, hey, we're sharing... Three great friends, three dear friends, sitting around in a room, going, "Hey, have you heard the new whatever album?" You know, and that's what it is like when you're a kid, and
yeah,
and you know, to break that spirit and to do a disservice to that spirit, I think, is doing a disservice to the listener and to the music. I think.
Yeah, I can agree with that. And real quick, I want to give a really big, big hug and thank you to our good friend Steven Seaborg.
Oh, the mighty, mighty
from alltheworldsastage.net and formerly, well, still a name on anything.com. Same business, same dude. And he has been a champion of the Shabby Road Record Show for almost since the beginning.
He's literally the fifth Beatle. He,
yeah,
no
totally.
Doubt, this show wouldn't exist, I'd like to believe, without him, without his support, his not only, you know, as a sponsorship, right, but sometimes daily emails that are just so uplifting. And yeah, you know, Steve's got this incredibly, he should be British. His sense of humor is so dry and so fucking witty.
Yeah.
And these emails that just, you know, will charge us, and that, you know, the Seaborg Record of the Month Club, and the surprises, and the archives that he kept for us. And so he literally kept these wheels turning as well. So we'd be a three-wheeled buggy without him. And he's mm-hmm. he's easily the fourth wheel. I truly believe the show wouldn't be nearly what it is, if at all, without him.
Yeah.
So thank you, Steve.
His sponsorship.
We love you very much, my
yes,
friend.
Yes, love him. His sponsorship through Name on Anything and All the World's a Stage, it kept the show going. I don't think we would have made it six seasons of Shabby Road without that, because what that did is it covered our expenses. And any podcaster out there knows that you incur fees, you know, monthly.
Well, with us, it's fines.
It's fine. Yes. Yes. And so that probably lengthened the life of the show, because we certainly didn't want to come out of pocket. So that was great. And, you know, so.
And thank you all for supporting Steven's mm-hmm. businesses as well. You know, we know that some orders, you know, through our listeners came to Steven's businesses. And we truly appreciate, because that's really what it's all about, you know, sharing the love and distributing the benefits of that, you know, the listenership and the sponsorship and the camaraderie and the music. So
yes,
thank you all for that.
Very much. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. And really, it was such a shock to me that the generosity of many of our listeners sending records of their own out to us to play, and
countless. I mean,
there's too many to name.
I would name names, but we'd leave somebody out, and that would be horrible. So
yes, everyone,
you know who you are, and we thank you from the bottoms of our hearts. Like, seriously, I might get fucking weepy. God damn it!
You doing okay over there, Liz?
I'm all right.
Okay.
I
swore I wouldn't, but I'm getting a little weepy. But yeah, I mean, the love and the friendships that we've made, we've run into listeners not only all over the country, but literally all over the world. That we've met this show, face to face, sat down, had cocktails and laughs with.
That's an amazing.
Can't put a price tag on that. That mm-hmm. is absolutely what this is all about, is sharing the love of music. And then when you can meet these wonderful people, seriously, and I can't say wonderful big enough.
Yeah.
We've made some real serious lifelong friends through this.
I think so. You know, it's been just amazing.
Yeah.
What a great medium podcasting is. And so it is our farewell tour. What we're going to be doing
is coming back in about 2 years. Once
that's why we said farewell tour, because as you know, it leaves it kind of open-ended.
Yeah, we're going to have Def Leppard in here with us, and Poison, maybe Joan Jett.
Motley Crue, Kiss.
Guys. Yeah, but.
Yeah. So,
sure.
So we'll be doing, we're getting ready to record episode, is it 237?
Yeah.
Which will be our, is this the right word? Penultimate episode?
I don't know.
Second to last?
Penultimate?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know
you're
that.
You're the smart one.
It's a big word, Ryan.
I think that's right.
We try not to toss those around here. Things can get broken.
That's an $8, $9 word.
Yeah.
Penultimate.
At least.
So, second to last episode, and then we will embark on a show we will call the Farewell Tour. Details coming. We're still hashing out what we want to do for the last show. It'll probably be a two-parter.
I'll be doing it pantsless.
I will. We'd be doing it blindfolded then.
Should add a weird dynamic.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
I want to say thank you to Ricky Serrano.
Yes.
You know
Ricky
what?
Serrano.
Thank you for, you know, how remiss. So I didn't take any notes. I was winging it here.
Yeah,
speaking from the heart, really, here. But thank you for
Ricky,
that. Yeah.
I wouldn't be in this seat. So
that is true. Ricky Serrano was there from day one.
As a stalwart producer and dear friend. And
very good friend. What a great kid. He's in his 30s now, but he's still a little
kid.
He
said he'll always be a kid. He'll always be Ricky.
And, of course, his HAL 5000, setting the template for what the great Liz Damian Brooks does each and every week on the show, and HAL 5000 and stuff. So
she sallied forth, if you will.
She did, yeah. So thank you, Liz, for picking up you know, from where Ricky left off, and Ricky's and life is similar Ricky, to ours. Yeah, he's a musician, and so he just got busy, and that's the reason why he...
Yeah, he was the first, really, he was the first one to go, I just don't have the freaking time. He got involved in producing and and doing other projects, studio sessions and stuff. So, you know, it's just the life of a musician. Sometimes you just go, I can't squeeze the time in. As much as I love to, there's nothing I love more, and I don't know about you. I do a lot of research. It doesn't sound like it, but I do a fuck ton of research.
I'm shocked to hear that. I think our listeners are shocked.
Well, I'm super high, so it takes me twice as long as most people. But that's not the point. But any given episode, you know, it's a full 8-hour day in research and writing.
Well, that's true for me,
you know,
as
coming
well.
Up with our stupid jokes and this sort of the you know all the world's a stage, you know, blurbs and stuff, which I so enjoy doing. It's a day well spent. I'm immersed.
You're
in music.
You're creating.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I don't teach that day. That's the day I set aside. But again, those other damn projects have impeded into that day. And my 8-hour day, I'm finding myself rushing my research and not taking the time to write. I enjoy writing. I enjoy writing.
Mm-hmm.
You write song. I write stuff. I'm just a writer. I write articles, essays, you know, things, you know.
Diatribes,
yes, if you will.
Admonishments.
it's the rock star lifestyle.
And I so enjoy crafting words. I just love doing that. And to feel rushed is not to fully engage in that process. You know, we've been talking about it. We've been mulling it over for a while, and it's just as sad as it. I'm heartbroken. I will miss sitting 6 feet from you.
Me too.
Every week. Well, of course, we'll be sitting 6 inches from each other on the bus. But,
that's true.
You know, in 2 weeks.
Like you ain't seen the last of me.
Yeah. No. It's like, and again, to reiterate, we're the dearest of friends. I got my two best friends in the whole fucking world sitting right here with me, couldn't be happier. But
that email. I called Steven Seaborg and informed him that we would no longer be doing another year.
You sacked him, did you?
I sacked myself.
You should have sacked us a long time ago.
You know, the phone call was a, you know, hard to make, obviously, because he's a dear friend. And so Steve took time the next day and wrote a long email to us, thanking us. And
I got all weepy on that one. Steve, you hit some buttons on that one, brother.
Well, in his email, he made mention of the fact that how lucky we are, AD and Liz, you, the three of us, to have a standing appointment every week to hang out.
With your best friends.
With your best friends.
Doing something you love.
You know, he goes, I can't even get three guys to go out bowling.
Right.
You know, it's like how many people in their lives can say that, hey, every Tuesday, or for us it's been Monday, every Monday night, I know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be right here with my two friends spinning records and having a cocktail. And there's other people that care to listen to what we have to say.
We lost Liz.
We lost Liz there. Oh, no.
We're going to have to hug in a bit, I think. You okay over there? I'll walk over there and hug you. I swear I will.
She's drunk.
I know, I'm getting there. Woo.
So, that was a beautiful sentiment, Steve, that you put in that email. And I definitely wanted to share with all of our listeners and to let you guys know that this may not be goodbye forever, because after all, it is a farewell tour, and you know how those go.
Yeah.
But at this point, it is going to be off of our calendars until further notice. And so we are doing one more episode here today, and it'll come out this week. And then we will embark on our last episode, which will likely be a two-parter. And we'll see you on the other side.
Yes. Sad. But, you know, I hate to say it because I don't want it to come out wrong. And, you know, I have a propensity to be able to do that.
You excel at that.
There is a sigh of relief. It is because we feel like we want to present you guys. You know, once we've made the friends that we've made out there, the listeners and the connection that we've made, we owe you. We owe you.
I feel like that.
And to shortchange you,
we're not doing it no more.
Yeah, it really does. We owe you our best. And if we can't give you that, then we'd rather just part on good terms and say, hopefully we'll see you again. And that when we do, you know, if we do get the opportunity to do this again, that we'll see you then. And that, you know, the product and the show and the spirit hasn't suffered
Yeah, I mean, it ain't like we're going away forever. You know, we're on social media.
I'm not getting any younger, right?
Well, you may be real soon. but we make sure you stay in contact with us. We will be dismantling the social media stuff and the website. I'll be putting some information on that where you can download all of the previous episodes. I'm going to switch over our .com to our feed, our RSS feed, so you can just download all the episodes and never have a... And never lose us at all. You'll just go back from episode one and listen to all 240 of them.
I still like watching I Love Lucy.
Me too.
After, what, 60 years?
How many times have I seen every episode of Seinfeld?
And how many times will you again?
I will continue watching
every time. So, yeah. So,
so we'll have that all out there for you.
Click of a button will be in your ear holes.
Yes. We'll probably post stuff like that on our social media page at Shabby Podcast for the time being. So until... we see you again, which will, well, we're going to record episode 237 right now. So
let's launch this cocksucker.
Let's just, yeah.
I mean, this fine show.
All right, Woo. You guys, that was a tough one for us, but we will be talking to you soon. All right.
Much love, you guys.
Love you guys so much.
Love you too.